Millions of Americans who claimed the child tax credit on their federal income tax forms are about to receive something in the mail from the government. As part of the Bush administration's newest tax and spending package, the Treasury Department today is beginning to send checks to about 25 million parents. But not all working parents are eligible for the extra cash. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
You want to come have some lunch, buddy bud?
At the home of Tom and Christia O'Neill in suburban Maryland outside Washington, D.C., it's mealtime. 40-year-old Christia presides over organized chaos as she helps her kids make hot dogs and sandwiches and pours them cold drinks while ticking off the names and ages of her lively brood.
Colleen's 14, Tara's almost 12, Joey's 10, Evan will be 8 in a few days, and Nikki is 5, and Luke is 13 months.
The O'Neills will be getting a sizable check from the government within the next few weeks. The payment is part of the Bush administration's recently enacted 2003 tax package, which upped the per-child tax credit from $600 to $1,000. 42-year-old Tom O'Neill has his own business, a company that specializes in elevator lifts for the elderly and disabled. He earns around $100,000 a year. However, with 6 kids, he says he'll have no trouble finding a place to spend the money.
I'm not an impulse kind of spender very much, and I don't. It's not like I've been waiting to buy a new Ferrari or something that I'm going to run out and use the $2,400 for a down payment. But, you know, it may be that we decide that, you know, there are some major types of purchases that we need to do to fix up our kitchen and things like that. That may very well end up being what it goes to.
Taxpayers who qualify for the checks should begin receiving notices in the mail from the IRS over the next few days, informing them how much they can expect. The amount is based on their last tax return. Then checks will go out, mailed at a rate of around $8 million a week. But some parents won't be seeing anything in their mailboxes. The credit starts to phase out for couples filing jointly who earn more than $110,000 a year. Lower-income workers, those making between $10,500 and $26,600, also may not get the credit. Sylvia Sabon lives in the other Washington in a cramped one-bedroom apartment in Seattle with her two daughters, ages 8 and 10.
I have a little small kitchen, and I have a little table there for a curtain for my window. I use my towel, and my next room is the girls' bedroom. Then I have the living room, which I use for my bedroom, and I have a TV and dresser drawer. I have a computer, home computer, and that's about it.
She moved to the area 5 years ago from Juneau, Alaska. Sabon works as a receptionist at a mortgage company and struggles to make ends meet on around $26,000 a year. She benefits from the earned income tax credit for lower-income working families and receives the existing child credit. But like 6.5 million other lower-income families, she doesn't qualify for the expanded child tax credit because she didn't make enough to pay federal income tax. Sabon says for her, a check would mean a lot.
That $800 would be like a bonus check or something, or like Christmas for me and my kids. We can buy actually brand new clothes, brand new shoes, fill our fridge with full of groceries, all the stuff that we can't normally do.
The announcement that at least some lower-income workers won't be getting checks caused a flap, leading to a partisan fight on Capitol Hill. Last month, the Senate voted to approve a measure which would have included lower-income workers among those receiving the expanded tax credit. The House approved a costlier measure. Lawmakers are still battling over which one to approve. Stephanie Robinson is with the Center for Community Change, a Washington-based advocacy group that deals with issues affecting low-wage workers. She says mailing checks to millions of families while excluding some lower-income families who don't pay federal income tax sends the wrong message.
They pay taxes. They pay payroll taxes. They pay Social Security taxes. These are people who really do make up the fabric of this country. We're talking about nurses. We're talking about nurses' aides. We're talking about teachers. We're talking about salespersons. We're talking about people who mow your lawn, people who take care of the elderly. I mean, we are talking about people who put a lot into this country and want to get something out of it. We're talking about mid-America.
By putting money directly into the hands of taxpayers, the Bush administration hopes people will spend it, giving the economy a lift. The checks are being timed to go out just as many families take vacations and as their kids prepare to head back to school. However, some economists question what effect the latest round of tax cutting will have. Joel Slemrod is an economist at the University of Michigan who studied how consumers reacted to the 2001 tax cuts. He says at a time many people are worried about their jobs and carrying high levels of debt, he doesn't think this latest round of tax cutting will do much for the economy.
People are concerned that their financial prospects don't match up well with their asset cushion and their debt, and they would like to get assets up and debt down to be more in concert with the people's financial and employment prospects. That's hard to do.
Slemrod also says the money going to individuals in the form of a child tax credit is money that could have gone somewhere else, such as toward aiding state or local governments, some of which are now raising taxes.
The federal tax cuts are not happening in a vacuum, and they have impacts throughout the economy. One example of that is the impact on the budget and the taxes that the states will levy.
Higher state taxes could be yet another drag on the economy. Rising unemployment along with higher interest rates are also fueling concerns consumers could rein in their borrowing. Borrowing on the part of consumers has largely sustained retail spending, one of the few bright spots for the economy. Retailers, however, are salivating at the prospect of all those government checks hitting mailboxes. Several large chains, like Walmart, are even offering to cash the child tax credit checks. The National Retail Federation has estimated the expansion of the credit, along with the new lower federal tax brackets, which took effect this month, will put an additional $60 billion into consumers' pockets. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.